not a good way to start the program when your headphones are cutting in and out. Let's just say that. This is the second time this week we've had headphone problems between you and I, Mark. So, I don't know. Maybe the
could be developing a Christmas list. Huh?
Could be developing a Christmas list. Welcome in, everyone, to the gym class here at KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5 in Cedar Rapids and 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes with you. We are presented, as always, by Third Base Brewery, located at the corner of Blairs Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Locally owned and operated, stop on by. It's a place where families meet up again and again for a quick lunch to catch the game after work or bring the family for an affordable and delicious meal. We invite you to stop on by. They've been brewing in Cedar Rapids for over 20 years and serve up some of the best craft beer in the area. Stop in and try the variety of IPAs they offer, from pale ales to ambers and to stouts. And if you can't decide on just one to try, you say, I'm going to take advantage of the famous flight and sample a variety of craft beer that Third Base has to offer. Third Base Brewery, corner of Blairs Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids, the presenting sponsor of the Gym Class program right here on KGYM. 319-366-1600. That is the Hertina Stocker Jeweler text line. I imagine it's going to get a workout here for the next 4 hours or so. And, of course, Hertina Stocker Jewelers, Iowa City's most trusted jeweler on the Ped Mall, downtown Iowa City. How are you today?
Good afternoon. I'm well.
Good. Good. Iowa State. I got to say, I was surprised. Not maybe by that Iowa won. I was surprised by the way it was done and the margin of victory that the Hawkeyes came up with last night. What'd you think?
I thought much the same. Iowa State was favored in the game, and Iowa won by 16 and led by as many as 25, wire to wire. And arguably, Iowa's best game, overcoming what spurts Iowa State did put together, and that crowd. The crowd was just begging for a 12-0 run, but it never happened.
Got a 7-0 run a couple of times.
Yeah. But I thought Iowa did all the right things. Garza had his numbers. Halliburton on Iowa State's side has had his, but it was the other players who made the big difference in my mind.
Love to hear from you at 319-366-1600. That's the Hertina Stocker Jeweler text line. And might be able to squeeze a call in or two. Same number at 319-366-1600. I'll say this. My thoughts about the game right out of the chute would be, number one, Iowa played very well, especially the defensive side of things. I thought Iowa State kind of came out, and I thought that they sleepwalking a little bit. I think that they were in the belief that the crowd and the surroundings and everything would overcome Iowa. Didn't happen that way. Iowa State just got a horrible start because of shooting, because of defense, because of poor communication, and other things like that. And Iowa came out and ready to play. Iowa State, if you can get Iowa State into a half-court game where the Cyclones just want to shoot three-pointers, Iowa State's going to have a long year. Tyrese Halliburton needs to take the ball off the dribble. As much as everyone hates Dan Dockich, he's absolutely right. Reverse the ball, take it off the dribble, get inside, create space, and get open shots. Not necessarily threes, but open shots. Iowa State didn't do that last night. And I think a lot of that had to do with the Hawkeyes and the way that they played defense. Iowa was the aggressor. They were the aggressor from rebounding to defense to hustle.
Loose balls.
Loose balls, 50-50 balls. Whatever the case may be, Iowa was the aggressor. He got up to a great lead, took the crowd out of it, and basically Iowa State didn't get back into it.
No, not even really close. I think it got to single digits maybe once after halftime. I could be wrong about that. But I expected Iowa to compete. I didn't expect Iowa to compete as well as it did. You look at the scoring. Garza had 21 with 11 rebounds. Wieskamp had 13. Connor McCaffrey.
Another good game. Solid.
12 points, 7 rebounds. Jordan Bohannon, 12 points. Didn't shoot it well. 2 out of 12 from the field. 11 points for C.J. Frederick.
And some big ones.
That's as good a balance as Iowa's had. Greener also had 8. Toussaint had 6. And you look at Iowa State, Halliburton had 22. Solomon Young, the only other player in double figures, with 10.
But Halliburton had kind of a Jones-like 22, though. The shooting wasn't great. He was 1 out of 4 from outside. The one he made was toward the... When it was 75-48, Iowa State made a little bit of a run, and that's when he had his three. It was a 20-point game with 7.5 minutes to go.
Mm-hmm. Iowa State had a 9-0 run with 6:21 left that ended at 6:21 in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
So, but Iowa also had an 11-0 run in the second half. So,
and they had Luka Garza in there. And Luka had another terrific
game.
Boy,
he takes a beating, doesn't he?
Well, this time it was friendly fire. It was his guy that partially knocked a tooth out, but the tooth went back in. Kind of the way the night went for the Hawks. You lose a tooth goes back in. And away you go. 319-366-1600. A few texts here to get to. Kenneth, good game by the Hawks from start to finish with solid contributions from everyone. Very much so. Our friend Cyclone Tim today sending us a gif of the Hee Haw Bunch singing Gloom, Despair, and Agony on Me. Hey, what can you do, you know? Congrats, Iowa, from Cyclone Tim. 1345, I'd like to hang my hat and feel good about conference championship wins for Iowa State, but even that feels empty right now. And 1156, did Bohannon steal Halliburton's game day shorts? No, I don't believe so. I don't believe so.
There was the post game, and Jordan Bohannon signed his shoes. Thanks for the memories. And left them at the free throw line. Nobody from Iowa State picked them up. They were returned to the Iowa locker room. And this kind of thing is going to follow along party lines, I think, whether it was clever or classless. And Jordan Bohannon has a long memory. He remembers Monte Morris talking about doing the same thing at Carver Hawkeye Arena a few years ago.
Remembers George Niang blowing kisses and wagging fingers at the student section at Carver Hawkeye Arena.
The only thing is, Iowa State didn't win at Carver for Monte Morris to leave his shoes on the floor. So I thought it was, at a minimum, an addition to the rivalry. And what the back and forth that has gone on in recent years.
Yeah, your thoughts about that at 319-366-1600. I've got no problem with it because if you can dish it out, you got to take it, right? Now, George Niang and Monte Morris are not there anymore for Iowa State.
Well, I don't think Bohannon meant anything maliciously.
No, I don't think he did
because
as well.
Because even if he sits out this year, that was his last game in Hilton.
Right. It'll
Unless
be in Iowa City next year, the
they
game.
They play an NIT game at Hilton or something like that. But
boy, everyone hopes that's the case. No, you're right. I don't think there was any malicious attitude as far as that is concerned. You know, you had the handshake line again was a little tumultuous. There were some looks. Some folks did not shake hands. This is so much different than the football rivalry, Mark. The basketball game has become interesting, and we only have like 2 or 3 days to talk about it. And that's the interesting part about it. It's not a week-long extravaganza where nobody can talk and everybody is muted like the football game.
And coaches have different approaches about social media. Iowa football players, anyway, I don't think Iowa State football players either, stay off Twitter. Well, unlike the Iowa and Iowa State basketball players, they're very active on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Kyle on the text line thought Bohannon's move was clever. If I was there, I would have grabbed them, sold them on eBay, even though my kids would beg me to keep them.
That's what shocked me. nobody took them. Well, Iowa State fans aren't going to be out on the court. A lot of them had left by the time the game was over. Kids aren't certainly coming out there, but I was shocked nobody, you know, said, "Hey, look, Elvis," and scooped him up.
I wonder if Bohannon left him in the locker room.
No, he's got him.
Oh, he's got him.
He tweeted him out.
Okay.
Tweeted out about a half hour ago. Tweeted this out. Have the shoes back in Iowa City. Big announcement coming later. Tonight.
Oh.
Now, is it an announcement about the shoes or is it an announcement about his future? Mark Emmert of the Des Moines Register asked that question.
Auction them off for the Children's Hospital.
That's what I'm thinking may be happening. That's my first thought after things cleared up last night. That was, yeah, I signed off on Twitter after there was just an absolutely stupid tweet out there by someone, and I don't want to get into it too much, but it was just classless and no taste to it. And I said, I'm done with Twitter for a while. For the evening. But yeah, I believe those shoes will probably create some money, maybe for the Stead Family Children's Hospital. I don't want to put words into Jordan's mouth or anything like that, but we'll see.
Hmm.
We'll see how it goes. 319-366-1600, 1345. I do think it's hilarious with the talk of Carver West. You went there for the first time in 16 years. Chill. I added L's to that, by the way.
5301. I don't know that I'd agree with this, but this is this texter's opinion. Cool thing Bohannon did. Niang started it. One has class, the other doesn't. I'll let you decide which is which. I know it's Bohannon.
Guess it, like you said, it depends on what side of the rivalry.
Blowing kisses is classless.
It's a part of
the rivalry. Then Keith Duncan is classless as well.
People were very upset that Keith Duncan didn't win the Lou Groza Award last night.
Yeah.
And don't blame the voting. Don't blame Nebraska fans. That voting is a small, small, minuscule percentage of how the Lou Groza Award is determined. It was by the voters that had an actual vote for the Lou Groza Award. That's how Rodrigo won it. For Georgia. 319-366-1600 here, Mark. I will go answer that. If you want to, is there another text or two or just a couple thoughts here? And I'll go get that real quick.
Yeah, I'll check the text line here. We do have a poll question today at kgymradio.com. It's brought to you by Emo's Hideaway. And by the way, Emo's Hideaway pick six will be coming up in the back half of the show. It's an all NFL edition of the pick six. Question for today is, who wins Sunday's Bears-Packers game? Will it be Green Bay or Chicago? Green Bay favored by, I believe, 4.5, or at least that's where we're going to pick it. Thanks to Emil's on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
We will have a $30 gift card to Mulligan's to give away. We'll do that coming up in about 5 minutes or so as we're going to talk more about Iowa and Iowa State, the game last night, and what this means for both teams going forward a little bit. 319-366-1600. That is the Hertina Stocker Jeweler text line. That's also the phone line as well. And Wally wants to get in a short comment here at 317. Hi, Wally.
Hey, guys. I'm going to take the speaker there. Okay, yeah. Listen, okay, in the Michigan game and Iowa State, in the second half of the Michigan game, they were up by about, I don't know, 14, 15, 12, somewhere like that. And they brought in, I can't pronounce his name. I will, though, by the end of the year. Number one.
Toussaint?
And, yeah, they cut the lead when number one, yeah, when he came into the game, they cut the lead, this was in the second half, either five or down to 5 or 6 points. Then they took him out. And he didn't come back in for 7 minutes, and they killed us. And he's by far and away the fastest, quickest guy on the court, bar none. Sure, Michigan's got some guards that can shoot lights out, no doubt about it. And one guy, I don't know if he ever missed or not. Now, in the Iowa State game last night, they brought him in the second half. We were up by, I don't know, 11, 12. We were up by 24 or 26, took him out, and they knocked the score down to 10. And then he came back in a lot quicker than he did when we were in Michigan. He only got to play the last 2 minutes. I mean, I like Connor McCaffrey. I love his attitude. I love his toughness. But, you know, this kid, number one, is he's got to be on the court. Bohannon can play the off guard, or they can switch back and forth. But, you know, we got to have Bohannon shooting the ball. And he just opens up so many opportunities. I thought he was throwing the ball away last night, and he hit. Threw a pass, shoveled it off to Wieskamp or somebody, and they drove to the hole and made it or something. That's all I got. If you want to comment, I'm listening. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Wally. Appreciate it.
I'm not sure Wally's a Connor McCaffrey hater. I'm certainly not. And I don't want to put words in Wally's mouth. Toussaint played 14 and a half minutes, had 6 points, 4 assists, 2 turnovers.
And those 2 turnovers were about 8 minutes left in the ball game when he was out of control for about 30 seconds twice in a row, and Fran got him out of there really quick.
McCaffrey played nearly 31 minutes, 12 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, and 1 turnover. McCaffrey has one of the best assist-to-turnover ratios in the country. Maybe leading the Big Ten, I'm not sure about that. I think he's playing at a very high level. Not the same type of player by any stretch that Joe Toussaint is. I agree with Wally that Toussaint gives Iowa an element that they might not otherwise have on the court when he's not in there. There's something to be said for what McCaffrey is doing, shooting it better than he did last year. That's for darn sure.
Made a big three last night.
And not turning the ball over and setting up his teammates. There's something to be said for that.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. Toussaint did contribute last night. So did McCaffrey. No doubt about that. Iowa basically had playing seven. We'll talk more about what happens if Jordan Bohannon decides to shut it down, which is a way a lot of people are leaning with their guess at this point after we take a break coming up. Because does Iowa's rotation suddenly go down to 6 or 7? We will talk about that in a little bit. Let's see.
I'll take $38.99. $38.99, very early in the season still. But if Iowa can put together a 20-win season, it seems like they already have some key wins. Would they be enough if Iowa can get those 20 wins?
Oh, yes. 20 wins with the resume they put together in a non-conference, unless they just go, you know, what, 7-13, 6-14.
Anything around 10-10.
Yeah, they're in.
9-11 in the Big Ten, I think, would do it.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with that. 14-77, Toussaint was good in the first half, but not so much in the second half. I would agree with that. That 30 seconds, and if Joe had to do it again, I think he would probably do things a little bit differently.
And again, he's a freshman.
He's a freshman. Yeah. But like we've said before, he's going to take it inside. He's going to try to do some things that others can't do for the Hawkeyes. He tried to do that. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. It will help them, certainly, in that atmosphere.
71-14 on the tech sign. I didn't find anything wrong with the shoe signing, but it felt odd considering Bohannon didn't play well. His actions in the handshake line were another story. Please clue me in 71-14 because I didn't see anything that stood out in the handshake line. Perhaps I wasn't watching.
Okay. We're going to take a break, come back, and we'll talk a little bit more Iowa and Iowa State. We've got the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 panel coming up in about 20 minutes as well. With our guest picker, we're pulling a college game day here. Of course, Kyle's not with us anymore, so we have a void in our team. I will give you a clue. It is not anyone that is picked on ESPN's college game day panel this year.
Was it someone who was employed here?
Maybe.
Maybe. Okay.
Maybe. We'll just say it could be, could not be.
Okay.
We shall see. We'll take a break, come back. As we go to break, we're going to give you an opportunity to pick up our final $30 gift card from Mulligan's. Big thanks to Mulligan's on Old Marion Road on the northeast side of Cedar Rapids, the home of the KGYM road trip with Todd and Alex. They'll be there next Thursday along with Buddy Lee. Try the wings. It's half price wing night there next Thursday from 6 o'clock until close. And we have a $30 gift card to present to you. 319-366-1600. That is 319-366-1600. Alex will get your information, and we'll let you know who our winner is when we come back to the gym class right here on KGYM.
Your life is full, with good friends and family topping the list. Create an even more welcoming space for them this holiday season with elegant cabinetry from Decora. Meticulously handcrafted, solid hardwood, custom milled cabinets. Whether you envision a gleaming new kitchen, impressive entry, or updated entertaining area, Decora has discriminating details at an approachable budget. Consult with the designers at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Life gets real when you think about your son or daughter's future. College costs more than it used to, and careers have changed a lot too. So do you want to let your kid graduate with a mountain of debt in a tricky job market? Probably not. Consider a smarter option, Smart 263. Their apprentice program has stellar training, excellent support, and a game plan for a great paying career without spending a dime on school. Get all the details on their apprenticeship program at smart263.org. Sheet Metal Workers 263, helping you win at the game of life.
On KGYM, you've got sports and the gym class. On Smart FM, you've got class, music class. Our Smart Rock professors will teach you all there is to know about Smart Rock. Tunes you know and love, live tracks and B-sides, and great songs you just plain old forgot about. With a library spanning multiple decades, our professors dig deep. This isn't your typical classic rock station. This is Smart FM. 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Back on the gym class here at KGYM. Congratulations going out to Heath in Marion. He is the winner of our $30 gift card, our final one, to Mulligan's. And big thanks to those folks for helping us out here on KGYM. We'll have the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 for you coming up in about 15 minutes or so. Also, high school basketball coming your way tonight here on KGYM. 5:50 is the pregame time for our two doubleheaders. A lot of doubleheaders on rivalry night tonight in the MVC. We'll start things off on 107.5 FM for you at 5:50. It'll be Jeff and Wash going at it tonight from the east side this evening. And then on 106.3 FM at 5:50, it'll be West and City High from Iowa City High. And that will be on 106.3 FM. The boys' game between Wash and Jeff will be heard on both 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. We'll also keep tabs on you and I playoff football. We wished it was a Saturday game, Mark, for the Panthers, but TV moved it to Friday night. So that's high school night here, and we'll have that for you. But we'll keep track of things as the Panthers take on one of the Blue Bloods. Not that you and I is not, but James Madison. Boy, pictures of their stadium. That thing is a palace over there in Harrisonburg, Virginia. Alex and I were looking at that earlier today going, whoa, man alive. But that is a 6 o'clock kickoff tonight over in Virginia as UNI tries to move on to the semifinals in FCS football.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one. The weather does not sound very good.
It's raining
out
there.
East, so in the 30s, maybe some freezing rain. We'll see which team that helps. Raining in Australia as well, at least early on.
Is that why Tiger's not playing?
He's a captain, Scott, and he's got captain duties as well.
All right.
Session 3 of the President's Cup. Internationals with a 6.5 to 3.5 lead, and The third day, the morning four ball underway. Three matches tied right now, and the Internationals lead in one, but it's very early. 17-hour difference over there, so it's what?
You're asking me?
8:30 in the morning over there?
Yeah. Ish.
8:30 Saturday morning in Australia. Two sessions today, and I would guess that U.S. is going to have to make a little hay.
They're going to have to make – they got to stay within shouting distance.
Local angle there, Zach Johnson of Cedar Rapids, one of the vice captains.
Correct.
For Tiger Woods.
Saw him on the TV a couple times when they weren't showing Tiger.
Indeed.
319-366-1600. 1731 says about Wally's comment about Toussaint and McCaffrey. I don't think Wally was trying to get down to McCaffrey. I think he just believes, as I do, that Toussaint changes the game so much that he needs to be out there more. The kid absolutely crumbles defenses, much like Tyler Goodson on the football team. He just plays at a different speed than everyone else out there. 25-23, Connor equals Nate Stanley. Both are lightning rods for different reasons. Both are contributing, but not flashy. Interesting. Interesting comparison out there.
Yes. Maybe a little bit.
One's a senior and one's a freshman, though.
Contributing the fact that McCaffrey's dad is a head coach, and I think that has something to do with people's feelings towards him as well.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. Oh, my gosh. No, I'm sorry, Jake, Brad, and the internet. Brad Stovey is not our guest picker today. But, you know, it could be in the future. You never know. You never know. Huh? There you go.
Got all kinds of ideas of guest pickers here as we run out the string here, and we're not married to anything yet.
No, we are not. It's much like radio. It is an experimental phase that we are going through. By the way, we do need to get this out. We do this on Fridays. As we congratulate our athletes of the week, and I'm not sure if he knows about it yet, but being a big KGYM fan, and this is completely done by a panel. It is not done by myself or anybody else. But our sheet metal workers, Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa, Athlete of the Week for this past week, first one of the winter, is Cedar Rapids Xavier bowler Dale Weaver. Son of Jake, who had a 300 for Xavier.
And just a 279 last night, I saw.
Yeah.
Very good bowler.
Got the individual championship in 2A last year and first 300 in program history.
Perhaps a future Rusty Nail.
You never know. Well, let's wait a few years. We'll see out there. But congratulations to Dale out there. Dale, we don't want to get anybody mad with the Iowa High School Athletic Association, the Girls Union, or the NCAA. So athletes will not be pickers, by the way. Athletes will not be pickers. We're not going to get anybody in trouble out there. David and Hudson, Connor is so much better this year compared to last year. He's making shots, made a huge three last night. We had a texter as well earlier on saying if the Cyclones can't get better from the outside, it's going to be a long year. I would agree to a certain extent, but Iowa State needs to get Tyrese Haliburton to get inside more. I agree with that. What happens now? Let's play the what-if game for a couple minutes here. What if Jordan Bohannon does what so many people believe he is going to do, and that is shut it down for the year? He's played his 10 games. If he plays another game, he won't have the medical redshirt.
What's his war? Wins above replacement.
I have no idea. Don't ask me that.
Without Bohannon, you take away one victory, two victories, no victories.
Oh, it's at least a half a game, I would say.
Okay.
Iowa played last night. What'd they do? They played like seven or eight in the game last night. If Bohannon is not going to play the rest of the year, you're looking at Iowa. Pemsel played, what, 4 or 5 minutes and did not play well last night. Cordell played really well against Iowa State last year in the one game he played all season. did not play well last night.
Missed three shots in 4.5 minutes. Turnover. Foul.
Bakari Evelyn did not play particularly well last night. Bohannon doesn't play. Toussaint's numbers, minutes go way up. Evelyn's going to have his numbers go up because just going to have to. Iowa basically is down to, you got to think, a 7 or 8 man rotation at the most, and that is throwing Riley Till in there a little bit as well. What way do you go as far as your starting lineup? I like Toussaint coming off the bench myself.
9 Hawkeyes played last night. You take Bohannon out of the mix. Obviously, that's down to 8. Add one for Riley Till. But, I mean, Pemsel and Evelyn only played a combined 11 minutes yesterday. I think those minutes probably – I'm not worried about Pemsel. I think he'll have his moments.
By the way, Dale is not Jake's son. I'm sorry, Jake. He's a family friend, but not a relation. Oh. Well, claim him when he throws a 300.
Still our athlete of the week.
When he throws a 300, do that. I would. And he could still be a rusty nail down the line. We will not throw that out of there. So thank you for helping us out with that. We appreciate it. We heard wrong from another source. So there we go. Where were we? We were talking about Jordan.
We're talking about the rotation and how many Bohannon's war. What do you think? I mean,
at least
he not only loses production, one of the most prolific 3-point shooters in Big Ten history, great free throw shooter. Saw the in the Minnesota game, he had 10 assists.
No points, but 10 assists. That's 20 points right there at the very least.
Yeah, they miss his senior leadership as much as anything else.
What was amazing last night is, I believe with about 90 seconds left in the game, Iowa State still had a little bit of a pulse, not much of one, but still. And Bohannon seemed to dribble through the entire Hilton Coliseum without getting a foul. Finally, Iowa State had to foul with 12-ish on the shot clock. And, of course, Bohannon goes to the free throw line and makes 2.
Mm-hmm.
That is what Iowa is going to miss. Are they going to have that guy who's level-headed enough to take it through all 5 players on the opposing team as far as their when they're trying to foul? That's what Iowa needs to find if Jordan does not play from here on in. In my opinion.
And you said he tweeted out perhaps an announcement coming tonight?
Said an announcement coming tonight. Don't know if it's anything to do with his future this year or if the shoes. Because the shoes are back in Iowa City. That's the breaking news today. Shoes were not claimed off the Hilton Coliseum floor last night. They are back in Iowa City. Iowa took them home last night. There you go. Ed. Plain and simple, Jordan has to shut it down. He has to look out for his long-term health. Life after basketball is larger than life, is longer than life with basketball.
78-54, Bohannon's shooting percentage is way down. 30% field goal, 33% on threes. It's obvious his condition really isn't there, and he can't really practice to improve those.
Yeah. We know he's not practicing right now, which is another indication that probably, I would say, leaning toward not playing. But we shall see. He is going to take the rest of the week to think about it. Maybe he's already thought about it. Maybe the announcement tonight will be about his future this year. Or maybe it'll be about the future and the shoes. Or maybe just the shoes. We will see. We will see. 319-366-1600. I'm getting more Weaver family information here. This is great. I could write a book. I could write a book now. $38.99. It has to be Joe. If J-Bo doesn't go, then Wieskamp has to find that Kobe-like instinct.
Mm.
I tell you, Iowa's got a good thing going. This entire renaissance of Iowa basketball this year, of which you and I, by the way, from the very start said, don't sell this team short. Now, there's a long way to go as far as the year is concerned, and the whole thing could turn. But as of right now, things look pretty good as far as Iowa basketball
is
concerned.
Yeah, you don't want to build a season-long case on one game, that's for sure. But it certainly showed the potential this Iowa team has with or without Bohannon.
And this all the renaissance comes from a much-improved Luka Garza. And Iowa and Fran McCaffrey, even if you are not a Fran McCaffrey fan out there, you have to believe that this is Fran's best coaching job so far. Because the guys are playing hard. They're buying into it. They're doing what Fran wants them to do. And that is, Iowa doesn't go down court and make a bad, quick shot. Every single possession goes into Luka Garza at one point. And if Luka doesn't score, if he gets a double team, which Iowa State was doing, all Luka's got to do is kick it to the outside. And as long as Luka Garza is throwing double-doubles up and acting and playing like a Big Ten, all Big Ten player, Iowa's going to get open shots. And it's simple as that.
And you need to knock them down.
And you need to knock them down. That's 2019-2020 Iowa basketball. And now the defense is getting better and more improved out there. There you go. My thoughts. 319-366-1600. 9700. Is it true that if J-Bo redshirts this year, it's not a guarantee it will get approved? He is not redshirted yet.
He hasn't redshirted yet, so there's nothing to approve.
He is not redshirted as of yet. But he would probably get the medical redshirt and have one more year. However you want to term it. However you want to term it, it's there.
1727. Would you guys mind recapping this Bohannon shoe thing?
I
keep missing what actually happened.
Okay. Here's what happened. Jordan Bohannon, George Niang. This all started, I believe, on Wednesday night. Jordan Bohannon, first of all, remembered what George Niang and Monte Morris had done and were planning on doing in Iowa City after Cyclone victories. And Monte Morris was going to leave his shoes on the Carver court a couple years ago, 3 years ago. If Iowa State won the game, Iowa State did not win the game. Iowa upset them that night. And Jordan Bohannon thought it would be an interesting idea if he did the same. If Iowa got the victory, he would sign the shoes and leave them on the Hilton Coliseum court, which he did last night. Signed the shoes. What he put on there, Mark?
Well, it was he signed it in the toe portion of the shoe, and it said to ISU, thanks for the memes, M-E-M-Z, with a smiley face, meaning thanks for the memories. It's the last time he will play at Hilton Coliseum.
Correct. No matter what happens, it's the last time he's going to play at Hilton Coliseum. The shoes were not claimed by anyone, so Iowa took them back to Iowa City, and now they're still in Jordan's possession. He said there's a announcement coming tonight. I don't know if it has anything to do with the shoes, maybe a fundraising situation there, or his future as far as basketball is concerned with the Hawkeyes
this year. Stay tuned to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn.
That runs until 7 o'clock tonight on 1600 AM for the 6 o'clock hour. For you out there. So we'll see. So that's, in a nutshell, what happened. There were Twitter things going back and forth. Jordan said, we're going to Lames tomorrow to play. George Niang got into it and said, Hilton doesn't take little boys. And it was on from there. And Jordan not only left the shoes, but had a fun night on Twitter last night.
And Bohannon actually said he texted one of his brothers to see, I think he said, is this too classless?
I think all the brothers, I think.
Yeah, they were in on it, and he wanted to know if it was too classless. And apparently he got the thumbs up from the brothers, not surprisingly.
May have to ask Zach about that tonight.
There you go. Was it unanimous?
Yeah, we'll find it. Well, yeah. Well, if it's for public consumption, we'll see.
Yeah.
Maybe it's on the QT. I don't know. We'll find out. But it was fun, though. You know what? The basketball game is almost a better Iowa-Iowa State than the football game at this point. Everybody gets behind the football more than the basketball. Now I want to see if this translates to butts in the seat at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Iowa does not play at home until December the 29th against Kennesaw State. Iowa's got a game in Chicago against Cincinnati, which is not a gimme. That is coming up next. Now, are people going to get behind this Iowa basketball team when they come back on the 29th? We'll see.
60-19 on the text line. Steve Prohm's game plan was as bad as the team played. Very little front court pressure to create tempo and limit Iowa's size. Also, thumbs down, took Bohannon many attempts to finally leave his shoes.
Okay. First time since 2003, Iowa got a victory at Hilton Coliseum. Mm-hmm. That was in the NIT game. First time since, 2001?
Regular season.
In the regular season for that. All right. More on Iowa State with Todd and Alex coming up next. And the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. We're going to take a break, come back, get the panel together, and have the Emil's Hideaway pick six for you. It's all coming up here on KGYM.
Paint? No. Paramount isn't just paint. It's the number one paint in overall interior hide and stain resistance, providing the most advanced protection in just one coat. And now you can get that same outstanding protection with our new Paramount One Coat White. This first-of-its-kind one-coat ready mix white provides a beautiful white finish. You'll find Paramount paint exclusively at Menards. In third-party tests, interior paint claims versus super premium home center brands in eggshell sheen.
Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Savings are mail-in rebate. See store for details.
Treat that special someone this holiday season with a gift from Elevate Salon and Spa. They have endless gift-giving ideas. If you can't decide, an Elevate gift card is always an excellent choice. This little beauty comes stylishly wrapped and ready to place under the tree or in a stocking. And right now, get a free flat iron or blow dryer valued at up to $100 with a $125 product purchase while supplies last. Elevate their holiday with a gift they won't forget from Elevate Salon and Spa, Edgewood Road and Blair's Ferry Road.
It's happening. Wherever plays are being made, tickets are being sold, and fans are lining up, ADP is designing a better way to work. With industry-leading HR, talent, time, benefits, and payroll, more companies rely on ADP than any other HR partner to help step up their game. From small business to global enterprise, see how ADP can help you and your people achieve what you're working for at design.adp.com. ADP, always designing for people.
It's time for some straight talk. You know those football players who are all talk, no show? Well, big wireless carriers aren't much different. Well, Straight Talk Wireless doesn't give you the hype, just the savings. For just $45 a month, you'll get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. No contract. All on the same 4G LTE networks as the big guys, but up to half the cost. Savings delivered right to your wallet. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
The Home Depot delivers on your terms. Just say when, where, and how. Get free delivery on over a million items. No membership required. Need it fast? Order in-stock items online and pick them up in as little as 2 hours. Or tell us when you'll be home and we'll bring your order to your front door today. This is how doers get more done. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Visit homedepot.com for details.
Tis holiday halftime, and what does that mean? Sport Clips Haircuts is giving away lots of green. We're awarding $500 a day to spend. Check in online to enter, and you just might win. We're gifting the money every day of the week, but your chance to win ends December 15th. So check in to Sport Clips. It's easy to do for a haircut, beard trim, and maybe cash, too.
No purchase necessary. 50 U.S. and D.C., age 13 or older. Completed service required for check-in entry. See rules at sportclips.com/holiday, including how to enter without check-in or purchase.
.347 back with you on the Gym Class KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3 on this Friday, as we'll be followed by the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. That will be for the first hour, 50 minutes on all three, and then 107.5, 106.3 will have basketball at 5:50. 1600 AM, we'll have the big hour. With Rob Howe. No talk about shoes at that particular time, I am sure. Todd joins us here. Dave as well as Alex. It is the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. We might as well just call this Dave and the rest of us at this particular point, Todd.
Whose team is Dave on again?
Your team.
Oh, yeah, I'm fine with that. We can be Dave and everybody else. Where's this big surprise guest picker?
Well, his plumber.
Lee Corso or somebody walking in the door here.
The plumber came and he can't make it, but I have his picks.
Okay.
I have his picks. Would you like to know who it is?
Well, let everybody at home know.
It is not Brad Stovey or Jake. Our guest picker this week.
Is it somebody that the audience knows?
Yes.
Okay.
For the gym class this week, our guest picker is from the Morning Scramble on Z102.9, the illustrious Dancing Eric Hansen.
And we have his picks?
We have his picks.
Okay. And Dave won last week?
Yes, he did.
So he gets to start this week. We will pick NFL games this week, sort of a little bit of a lull before the bowl season begins in earnest next week with the Holiday Bowl and the Camping World Bowl. We'll start with the San Francisco 49ers, George Kittle's team, an 11-point favorite at home against the Atlanta Falcons, Dave.
Well, the 49ers are 11-2 and tied for the best record in the NFL. Atlanta is 4-9 on the year and only 4-8-1 against the spread. San Francisco is coming off a thrilling 48-46 win over the Saints. They have a plus 168 point differential. The forecast is clear, mid-50s with little to no wind. Give me the 49ers to win and cover.
San Francisco has played two very emotional games the last 2 weeks. I think there's going to be a letdown. I think they win, but I think Atlanta keeps it within 9 or 10. I'll take the Falcons in those 11 points.
Yeah, I agree with that. And despite what Dave says, I'm going to go Atlanta. I think Matty Ryan will put together a good game.
Eric is taking San Francisco, our guest picker. By the way, I told the guest pickers they are not included in the lunch clause.
Okay, that's good to know up front.
Okay.
So we've lowered our odds of getting a free. It's been a while. It's been a couple years.
It's been
since
a couple
we've
years.
A free meal.
I thought that would be bad if we asked people to come on and pick and then stick them for a lunch if they go over.
Probably wise.
Yeah.
Probably wise. I'm going to go with San Francisco here. I have this one handicap as about a 13-14 point ball game. I just think San Francisco's got something to play for here, and they'll win this one comfortably.
I'm going to go with San Francisco as well. They're playing for something right now. They're playing for that number one seed and home field advantage throughout the playoffs. Give me the Niners.
All right. Game two.
Game two is Buffalo at Pittsburgh. The Steelers are a 2-point favorite at Heinz Field, Scott.
This is one I have no idea in, but I'm going to go with Pittsburgh at home. I'll take the Steelers.
I'm going with the Duck as well. I love Buffalo's team. And it's defense, but I'm going to go Pittsburgh.
He's going Buffalo. Eric's going Buffalo.
Yeah, Pittsburgh's been playing really good football as of late, so give me Buffalo.
One of Mike Tomlin's best coaching jobs, give me the Duck in Pittsburgh.
Quack, quack.
I think the better team is the underdog here. People are knocking the Bills quarterback Josh Allen for their loss to the Ravens last week, 24-17, and they were only outgained by 48 yards after closing as a 6.5-point dog. I think the Bills defense will present problems for Pittsburgh and get an outright win. I'll take Buffalo on the points.
The third game, Detroit hosting Tampa. And the Buccaneers, a 3.5-point favorite here, Mark?
God, who's quarterbacking Detroit? Chuck Long? God.
Who's quarterbacking Tampa?
That's true, too. I'm going to take the home team here on the points.
Eric is going to take Tampa Bay.
I wrote Eric's pick down wrong. I don't want to stick him with Detroit. Go ahead and give me Detroit here.
David Blau's their quarterback still? Yeah. Okay.
Maybe.
I kind of described David Blau as the poor man's Ryan Fitzpatrick. I like his game a little bit. Give me the Lions.
The streaking Buccaneers will be looking for their fourth straight victory on Sunday. The Bucs started slowly, going 2-6, but have quietly gone 4-1 the last five. The Lions are out of the playoff contention and have little to play for. I think the Bucs will run the ball and should be able to pass against the poorest Lion secondary, which gives up more than 275 yards a game. Give me Tampa to win and cover.
Bruce Arians is the much better coach, and they're playing well. I will take Tampa.
The fourth game, we'll start with Eric's selection in this one, Minnesota, a 2.5-point favorite on the road in Los Angeles against the Chargers.
Eric is taking the Vikings.
Cool.
I'll take Minnesota on the road as well.
This is a big spot for Kirk Cousins, and I don't like when he's in big spots. They're playing for a playoff spot. They're looking at the Bears and realizing the Bears do have to win out. I like the Chargers to give the Bears a little bit of hope here.
I'm with Alex. Oh, Dave's up. Darn it!
The Chargers and Phillip Rivers are 1-6 against the spread the last seven games at home. Minnesota is one game behind Green Bay in the NFC North. The Chargers are playing for pride, and they really have no home field advantage as they currently play on a soccer field. I like the Vikings here by a field goal to win and cover.
Now it's my turn. I'm going to go with Alex's thinking. Chargers are going to beat somebody. They've had the most horrible luck in the NFL this year, and the Vikings don't play well on the road. I think it's going to be the Chargers' day.
And Minnesota hasn't defeated a team with a winning record. Not that the Chargers are one of those teams, but I like the home team here in the points.
Game number five, Scott Unash, it's your Kansas City Chiefs in an intra-divisional rivalry with the Denver Broncos. We'll pick this one at 11 at Arrowhead Stadium, and I'm up first here. I think Denver's been playing pretty good football, and I don't see anything otherworldly about the Chiefs at this point, and I will follow the line movement here. I just saw that at the Elite Sportsbook in Riverside, it's now down to 9.5 points, so people are thinking like me, so I'm going to follow the money here. Give me Denver.
It's going to be a rude homecoming for one Drew Locke, a Kansas City native. So give me the Chiefs.
They're going to blitz Drew Locke.
Golly, why do I do that?
Somebody put a sign up. Have the elk say something.
The Chiefs have covered only two of the last seven at Arrowhead. The Broncos have covered seven of the last nine this season. They have looked good with Drew Locke quarterbacking. I think they will move the ball against the Chiefs secondary and keep the score close. Give me the Broncos and all those points.
Now you may go, Scott.
The elk has spoken. They're going to blitz Drew Locke. Chiefs are going to win by two touchdowns.
I originally was going to ride Denver and all those points, but I've changed my mind. I'm going to take Kansas City.
Always and trust your gut, Mark.
Eric takes Denver.
We will wrap up with the subject of our Emil's Hideaway poll question today at KGYMradio.com. Who wins between the Bears and the Packers this weekend? We don't really care who wins. It's a matter of what the final score is. Green Bay is a 4.5-point favorite at Lambeau Field. Alex, the tiebreaker this week, Aaron Rodgers' passing yards against the Bears, a team that he sometimes struggles against.
Yeah, I have this as a 3-point game in favor of the Packers. So give me the Bears to cover this one or to keep it within that 4 threshold. And Aaron Rodgers, Akeem Hicks back for the Chicago Bears. I'm going to say 160.
The Bears have come into this game on a 3-game winning streak after a 3-1 start. They lost their next 4 and on a roller coaster to a 7-6 record. Green Bay is 10-3, one game ahead of Minnesota. Packers won the first game 10-3. The two teams have split their last 8 games. I think this is a field goal game. I'll take the Bears and the points to cover 249.
I had my mic off until it was my turn to speak. I like the Packers in this one. Sorry, Mark. I think it's going to be about a touchdown. But I think Green Bay is going to get the victory. And if you don't throw for 300 yards in the NFL, it's a bad week. 300.
You know you can't go over, Scott, on the tie break. But
I think that's low.
This pick scares me because Rodgers hasn't thrown an interception since the leaves turned in Green Bay. it's like 8-9 games. He hasn't thrown an interception. But like Alex said, Hicks is back. I like that. I'm going to take the points and the Bears.
Yards?
200.
Eric is going to take Green Bay, and he is going to go with 239. 239.
It's going to be bone-chillingly cold on the frozen tundra, and Green Bay has everything to play for. The Bears have something to play for here. It should be a great renewal of one of the best rivalries in the NFL, and there's no possible way that the Packers let me down this weekend. No possible way. So I'm going to take Green Bay, and I'll go ahead and give Eric a root. Well, no, that doesn't really give me a whole lot of wiggle room. I'm going to go 218.
218.
218.
All right.
They're going to run the ball.
Very good. Very good. Real quick, what's coming up on the show?
Well, we're going to chat with somebody who was instrumental in Iowa winning in Ames for the first time since 2003 last night. Joe Wieskamp is going to be with us in the 6 o'clock hour, along with Rob Howe. Chris Emma of 670 The Score in Chicago will preview the aforementioned Green Bay-Chicago game as well. And we'll bring you Love It or Leave It, a $50 gift card to Hurtin & Stocker as well.
All right. We'll talk to you tonight at Washington. Have a great weekend. To everybody out there listening to 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3 FM, KGYM.
I'm Doug Brown. Cornerback Janoris Jenkins is cut by the Giants today, just 2 days after he used an inappropriate word toward a fan on Twitter. After he was cut, Jenkins tweeted, quote, "Best news ever."